So we're on the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey Omed Aleph. Six lines from the bottom. Now we're sort of veering off topic a little bit. You'll see the connection in a moment, but it's not mamish our inyan. We just spoke about, if you remember, that was the last thing we dealt with yesterday, about putting somebody to death in Beis Din on Shabbos, which the Gemara says cannot be done, for reasons explained by Tosfos. We said it's called a tikkun, etc., etc. That's what we saw yesterday. So now, the Gemara moves on to a related topic, but not exactly the same topic. Says the Gemara, Omale Rish Lakish the Rabbi Yochanan. Five lines from the bottom. V'tehei kavuras meis mitzvah doicha Shabbos. Mikal v'choyma. Now, Rabbi Yisai, medav halten kop, you have to keep your head over here. The Gemara is discussing, can you be koiver a meis mitzvah on Shabbos? Now, normally, if somebody passes away, Rachmana Litzlan, on Shabbos, we do not do the kavura on Shabbos. Rather, we push it off till the next day, either Moshe Shabbos or Sunday. What would be the issa to do the kavura on Shabbos? Well, besides for the fact that the dead body is mukta, but more severe is the fact that you'd have to dig a grave, which would obviously constitute malacha, and there may well other be other malachas as well. So now we're not talking about a regular mace, we're talking about a mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah, as we well know, is when there are no kravim, there's nobody to deal with it, and it's considered so significant, as we know, that even a kohen gadol, who's not allowed to become tomei at all for anybody, even for his immediate seven relatives, but he's nonetheless allowed and instructed to become tomei for a meis mitzvah. So clearly, a meis mitzvah is considered to be extremely significant. The Gemara is suggesting that albeit you're not allowed to bury a dead person on Shabbos, but a meis mitzvah should be mutar because we have a kal v'chaymah. Now, what is the kal v'chayma? What is the kal v'chayma? So have a look at the Gemara. Let's take this slowly. Omale Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan v'tehei kvuras meis mitzvah doiche Shabbos mikal v'chayma. Surely the burial of a meis mitzvah should be permitted on Shabbos based on a kal v'chayma. What is the kal v'chayma? Uma avoido shedoicha Shabbos. Are you allowed to do avoidas beis hamikdash on Shabbos? The answer is yes, you are. It's doicha Shabbos. Remember, avoidas beis hamikdash also entails doing malacha, many malachas. You're lighting candles, you're shechting animals, you're putting things on the fire, etc., etc. So there are several malachas which are committed when a person does avoido in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is doicha Shabbos. So if we were to have a ladder, at the bottom of the ladder we would have Shabbos, and above that, on a higher rung, we would have avoido. Avoido is higher up the ladder than Shabbos. Now, what is more significant? So when we have a clash between Avoidas Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos, as just explained, Avoidas Beis HaMikdash wins the day. Okay, now let's ask another question. When you have a clash between Avoidas Beis HaMikdash and Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, which one wins the day? So before we see this at length in the Gemara, I just want to set up the picture that everything will be clear. The halacha is that if there's a clash, if a kohen or anybody is about to do avoido in the Beis HaMikdash, and all of a sudden an opportunity to bury a meis mitzvah comes his way, which one does he do? He buries the meis mitzvah. He buries the meis mitzvah. If that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, do we all agree that if we were now drawing our ladder, what would be on the bottom rung? Shabbos. What trumps Shabbos? Not sure if that's the optimum word at the moment. But what outweighs Shabbos? Avodas Beis HaMikdash. And Kvuras Meitz Mitzvah outweighs Avodas Beis HaMikdash. So what would be, if you have a three-runged ladder, what would be on the top rung? Kvuras Meitz Mitzvah. On the bottom rung, Shabbos. On the middle rung, Avodas Beis HaMikdash. That seems to be the hierarchy. And if that's the case, that is the Gemara's question. If Avoida is Doicha Shabbos and Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida, doesn't that mean, by virtue of a Kal Vachomer, that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah should certainly be Doicha Shabbos? But it's very simple. I've got one, two, and three. If number two outweighs number one, and three outweighs number two, well, Kal Vachomer, three should outweigh number one. A very simple question. So even though it seems a little bit complicated, because the Gemara is now going to explain the whole drasha, but that is a brief synopsis of the Gemara's question. If Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, and Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida, so surely Kvuras Meis Mitzvah should be Doicha Shabbos based on a Kal Vachomer. If it can knock out number two, Kal Vachomer should knock out number one. Says the Gemara, Uma Avoida Shedoicha Shabbos. Avoida, which, like we said, is on the second rung of the ladder, it's Doicha Shabbos, which is beneath it on the first rung of the ladder. And nonetheless, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Doicha Oisa. And yet, Avoida, as serious and as significant as it is to the extent that it's Doicha Shabbos, nonetheless, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha It. What does it mean? Avoido. How do I know? Mi vela achoisa. From the pasuk of vela achoisa. What does it say in the pasuk of vela achoisa? So, as the Gemara explains, Kanatan. We have a pasuk that says, lo oviv ule imoi, lo ochiv ule achoisa. It's talking over here about a nozir. A nozir, as we know, is not allowed to become tomei, except for his relations. Who are his relations? Mother, father, brother, and sister. Ma Talmud Loima, what does this pasuk come to teach you? This is all part of the braisa. So it says, if somebody was on the way to being sheichet his korban pesach, or velomel es benoi, or to do bris milah for his child. Veshama, and he heard, Shemeis loimeis. And he hears, unfortunately, on the way to doing a mitzvah, either shchitas korban pesach or milas benoi, he's on the way to doing the mitzvah, and unfortunately, he suddenly hears, Shemeis loimeis. What does that mean, Shemeis loimeis? It means a close relative has just now passed away. Yochoil, I might have thought Yitame, that he should become Tome, and it's more important that he should be Oisek with a Kvura than to do the mitzvahs that he's on the way to doing. Omrat lo Yitame. That's why I have a posuk that says that no, he should not become Tome. Yochol, I might have thought, Keshem she'enoi metamei la'achoisoi, if he's not allowed to become Tomei for his brother, sister, again, generally he is, but if he's on the way to doing a mitzvah, then not. So I might have thought, if that's the case, Kach enoi metamei l'meis mitzvah either. He's on the way to doing a Korban Pesach. He's on the way to do Milas Benoi, and all of a sudden he crops up, he comes across a Meis Mitzvah. So maybe we should say to him, I'm sorry, you can't become Tommy. If you can't become tummy if your own seven relatives in Kolshkin, you can't become tummy to a mace mitzvah. No. Talmud Laima, so we learn from the Pasuk, Vela Achoisai, quote unquote. What do we learn from the word Achoisai? La Achoisai, who de'enei metame. It's true, he does not become tame for his relations because he's on the way to doing a mitzvah. Avol metame lemeis mitzvah, period. So he's on the way to doing avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. He should not become tamei for his seven relations. But we learn from the word la'achosai, only for the relations he doesn't become tamei. But he does become tamei for a meis mitzvah.
What's so significant about the la'achosai?
Because it's just an extra word in the pasuk. I'll see in a second.
He could have chosen one of the others.
Yeah, yes, we'll see it. Rashi will explain. So therefore, here we have somebody who's on the way to doing avodah. What's his clash? On the one hand, he's got the mitzvah avodah. On the other hand, he's got the chiyuv of meis mitzvah. And what do we tell him to do? We tell him to do meis mitzvah. So what have we just seen? That meis mitzvah is doicha avodah. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, Shabbos shen midchis b'pnei avoido. So avoido is knocked out by meis mitzvah, and Shabbos is knocked out by avoido. Einoidin, would it not be correct and logical to suggest shetehei kvuras meis mitzvah? Doiche oiso, question mark. Again, if at the top of the ladder is avoido, and that's doiche what's underneath it, which is, sorry, meis mitzvah. The top of the ladder is meis mitzvah. And that's doiche, that which is below it, i.e. avoido. And avoido is doiche Shabbos. So it's 3-2-1. So kal vochayma number three should be doiche number one. In other words, kal vachomer, that a meis mitzvah surely should be doicha Shabbos. That is
question.
Yes.
So why does the Gemara bring in the mitzvahs of Karban Pesach and Bris Milah? Because it's not considered as a voida.
You're right. We're only bringing Legaba Korban Pesach. Because that's avoid on the Beis HaMikdash. The Braisa also spoke about Mila. It's not the Gemara bringer, it's just quoting a Braisa. It's just quoting a Braisa.
So what happened to the whole concept of Oisek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah?
There is a concept there as well, also Oisek B'mitzvah. Yeah, you're asking a very good question. Now, let's have a look at Rashi. There's a very lengthy Rashi at the bottom of the previous Amud. Have a look, it's on the fourth wide line. V'tehei kvuras meis mitzvah. You have the Rashi?
Yes.
Now, as I mentioned before, this would seem to be veering off topic. Why are we all of a sudden discussing this? So Rashi addresses this. Says Rashi, Rotzaloima, Lav Amasnisin Boi Mirabi Yechanon. This is not a question related to our Mishnah and that which Rabbi Yechanon just taught us. When Rabbi Yochanan is now being asked this question, he's not being asked specifically with regard to our Mishnah. Ela ba'alma. It's a general question. It's a general question that Rav Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Surely, meis mitzvah should be deicha Shabbos. It's a general question. So why is this question quoted over here? Says Rashi, v'sidruha masadre ha'gemara kan. Those who are Masada the Gemara, they brought it over here. Mishum de Soifa Lishoil. Because at the end, we're going to ask the question, the Tehei, Misas Bezdin Doicha Shabbos. Because eventually the Gemara is going to bring the concept, maybe Misas Bezdin should be also Doicha Shabbos. Ah, that is our topic. So we discussed yesterday that we cannot kill somebody in Bezdin on Shabbos. We said it's a tikkun and it's a malacha. The Gemara, after our discussion, is eventually going to come around to ask that, one second, maybe based on logic, I could prove that it should be mutter. That very much is our topic. And that's why those who organized the Gemara brought this discussion over here, because it will eventually bring us back very much to our topic. Zog Rashi, a long Rashi over here. Ula achoy soima talmud loima. What is the word achoy soy teaching me? Which, as Rabbi Yosef rightly pointed out, why are we homing in on the word la achoy soy? So let's have a look at Rashi. Zog Rashi, gabe nozir ksiv. With regard to a nozir, it is written the following. Quote unquote. Al nefesh meis loy yove. As we well know, a nozir is not allowed to become tomei for a nefesh meis. One of the prohibitions for a nozir: he can't cut his hair, he can't drink wine, and he can't become tomei. Now, v'ksiv basrei, it is written after that, quote unquote, lo aviv. Father, mother, brother, and sister. The kulu yeseru ninhu. They all seem to be superfluous words. The ha me al nefesh mishtamea. If the Torah already says, don't become tomei to a nefesh, so everybody's included, why would you need to spell out anybody in particular? All these words are superfluous. So therefore we dash in every single one. V'darshinon lohu b'sifri. So we make a drasha in the sifri and we learn from each word a separate halacha. Oviv, quote unquote. What does the word oviv come to teach me? Ma talmud loima, ha loibo el alohitzi meis mitzvah. This is coming to exclude an eis mitzvah, shemuta litame loy. So can a nozir become tomei for his father and mother? The answer is no, he cannot. So why is the Torah spelling them out? Once the Torah said he cannot become tomei for any nefesh surely means anybody. Why do you now need to spell out and for his father and for his mother and for his brother and his sister? So it must be that every word is teaching us halach. So the first halach is oviv. Yes, he cannot become tomei for his father, but he can become tomei for a meis mitzvah. That's what's learned from the word oviv. Next, le'imoy, quote unquote. What's le'imoy come to teach me? Ma talmud loima, le'gufei lo'y itzrich. I don't need it for its own literal meaning. Olahatir meis mitzvah, I also don't need it. Why not? Because I've already learned that from me'oviv. Or me'oviv nafka, I've already learned that from the word oviv. So what's the word imoy teaching you? Elo, lohovi, to tell you a different halacha. What about shimhoyoze nozir koyhein? What happens if he has two separate kedushos? De yesh olof shtei kedushos. Somebody who is a nozir, as we've just learned, is allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah. Somebody who is a kohen is also allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah. But what happens if he's both? What happens if he's both a kohen and a nozir? So he's got two kedushos. Is he allowed to become tomei to a meis mitzvah then as well? Maybe not. That's why I need another pasuk. Yesh olav shtei kedushos. Is ein hakos of maziro letame elo leimoy leshar kravim. That's why I need another word to tell you that the Torah is only outlawing him to become tomei if it is his relations. Aval metamei l'meis mitzvah. So he is allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So I've got so far two words, la'oviv and le'imoi, both used. What are they teaching me? So they're both teaching me the halacha of meis mitzvah. One is telling me the general halacha that a noz is allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. And now I'm being told he's allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah, even if he's a kohen as well. Okay, what's the next word now? Says the Rashi, la'ochiv, last word on the line. Now, what is the next word? Teach me la'ochiv, ma talmud lo'ima, she'im hoyozer noze koyin godol. Also, we're stepping it up now. He's not just a koyin. He's not just a koyin noze, but he's a koyin godol noze. A Kohen Gadol has such severe, such strict Kedusha, that even if he would not be a Nazir, also the Tamil to crave him. Nonetheless, we have this Drasha la'ochiv, hu delo yitame, avol metame hu l'meis mitzvah. Vim einoi inyan l'nazir greida. I definitely don't need that to teach me for a Nazir, I already learned it. V'loi l'koyen hediyat Nazir. So I'll use that word to teach me Taneu Inyan Le Noze Vekoyen Godoil, period. So how many words in the Pasuk have we used so far? Three. La'oviv, Le'imoi, La'ochiv. They all teach me that a Noze can become Tomei for a Meis Mitzvah. Why do I need three Psukim teaching me the same thing? The answer is it's not the same thing. One word is for a regular Noze. One word is for a Noze Koyen. One word is for a Nozik Kohen Gadol. I need to be taught each time that even though he's got one Kedusha, a double Kedusha, a very Chomor de Kedusha, nonetheless, it becomes Tommy from Meis Mitzvah. So which word have we not yet darshaned? Says Rashi, La'achoy soy. That's the last word in the Pasuk. Ma Talmud loy ma. Surely there's nothing left. You can't get anybody more Kodosh than a Nozir, Koyen, Godel. What remains left in the tank? Says Rashi, and this is now back to our Braisa. Says Rashi, Hare, Shehoyo, Koyen, Godel, V'Nozir, Hoy, Leich, Lishchoit, Es, Pishoy. Ah, that's the extra factor now on the table. Not only is he a Nozir, not only is he a Kohen, not only is he a Kohen Gadol, but now the fourth factor, what is that? He's on the way to doing a mitzvah. Which mitzvah specifically? Kohen Gadol. On the way to doing Korban Pesach. The Ikka mitzvah's tuba. There's so many reasons why I would have thought that he cannot become Tomei Afilu Hachi. So I think now, Rabbi Yosef, your question has been answered fair and square. Why are we homing in on the word la'achoyse? Because all the other three words in the pasuk have all been used to teach us that a kohen or a nozir or a kohen gadol, etc., etc., all permutations thereof, he becomes Tommy to a Meis Mitzvah. So what was the last word La'achoyse teaching me? That even if he's a Nozir, and a Kohen Gadol, and on his way to doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, he becomes Tommy for a Meis Mitzvah. So what do I learn from over here? When I have a clash between Avodah and Meis Mitzvah, which one wins the day? Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avodah. Now turn over the Gemara. Top Rashi. V'shomasha Meis Loi Meis. He's on the way to doing the Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah? Either Bris Milah or Avodah Sapesach. And then he hears that somebody passes away, Kroivoi, is Yochoel Yetame. I would have thought that it should become Tomei for his relations, Omer Loit Yetame. The Honozirhu, the Ksival Nefoshis, etc., etc. The Oirech Dvorim Hu, Loshen HaMishnah. This whole Arichas is all the Loshen of the Mishnah there. Yochel Af Meis Mitzvah came. I would have thought, maybe if he's not allowed to become Tommy, he can't become Tommy for a Meis Mitzvah either. Talmud Loima V'le Achoy Soy. Quote unquote. D'lo Yitzrich. Surely that posuk is superfluous. Elolaha, it's coming to teach me this specific halacha. V'lelamid, af al pi sheyesh olav kedusha harbe. Even though he has a lot of kedusha, why does he have a lot of kedusha? Because he's a nozi and he's a kohen and he's a kohen gadol. Can't get more kodesh than that. V'iskei mitzvah, as Rabbi Baron pointed out. He's also an Isaac B'mitzvah. Why is he Isaac B'mitzvah? Because on the way to doing Bris Milah or Korban Pesach, nonetheless, la'achoysoy hu dehizir hakosov shaloy letamei. Nonetheless, it's only for a family relation that the Torah warns do not become Tomei. Avol, mitamei l'meis mitzvah. Okay, so now all the factors, Rabboisai, are on the table very neatly. Do we all agree that Avoida is Doicha Shabbos? Yes, we do. Do we all agree that Meis Mitzvah, as we've just seen, is Doicha Avoida? Yes, we all agree. So therefore, now the ladder is complete. What do we have on the top rung? Meis Mitzvah. Second rung, Avoida. Third and bottom rung, Shabbos, because Avoida is Deicha Shabbos. And that's the Gemara's question. If Avoida is Deicha Shabbos and Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Avoida, doesn't that mean, based on a Kal Vachoymer, if two can knock out one and three can knock out two, well, obviously, three can knock out one. So therefore, we have surely arrived at the inescapable conclusion that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah should be Doicha Shabbos Mikal V'choymer. Why is it a Kal V'choymer? Well, if Meis Mitzvah can knock out Avoida, obviously it can knock out Shabbos. Why is that obvious? Because Avoida is more heavyweight than Shabbos, because you see that Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. And if Meis Mitzvah can be Doicha Avoida, surely it should be able to Doicha Shabbos as well. That was the question that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, no. Omale, so Rabbi Yochanan responds, Ratzicha Toichia. I'm afraid to say there is a flaw in your Kal V'chaima. Your whole Kal V'chaymer is based on the fact that you drew this hierarchy, 1, 2, and 3. 1 was Shabbos, 2 was Avoida, 3 was Meis Mitzvah. So if 2 can knock out 1, and 3 can knock out 2, obviously 3 can knock out 1. I'm afraid to say that there's a flaw in your logic from Ritzicha. Why? Shedoicha eso avoido. What happens if you have a clash? Imagine a kohen is about to do avoido, and all of a sudden a telegram arrives. One second. He's just been convicted in Bezdin, and you have to put him to death. What do we do? Do you put him to death, or do we say, no, I'm sorry, he's in the middle of avoido? And the answer is, we put him to death. So Ratzicha is Doicha Avoida, and nonetheless, Ve'einoi Doicha Es HaShabbos. It's not Doicha Shabbos. Didn't we just say yesterday that Bezdin cannot put somebody to death on Shabbos? The reasons we'll have to discuss in due course, but that's the bottom line. So if that's the case, I'm afraid to say your logic is flawed. Why is your logic flawed? Because your whole logic was based on the fact that what's higher up the ladder, Avoida or Shabbos? So you said to me, Avoida is higher up the ladder than Shabbos, because Avoida is Deicha Shabbos. So what was number 2 on the ladder? Avoida. And Shabbos was at the bottom. I'm afraid to say there is a pircha. There's a hole in that logic. Because with regard to other halachas, actually, Shabbos is higher up the ladder than Avodah. Araya, you see that Misas Bezdin is Doicha Avodah, but it's not Doicha Shabbos. So therefore, you see what's higher up the ladder? Shabbos. So therefore, it's true that Meis Mitzvah can be Doicha Avodah, but you don't have a proof from there that it can be Doicha Shabbos as well. Your whole logic was based on the fact that Avodah is higher up the ladder than Shabbos, because you see it's Doicha Shabbos. Well, actually, I've just proved that it's not always the case. Sometimes Shabbos is higher up the ladder than Avodah. You see that Mitzvah Bezdin is Doicha Avodah, but it's not Doicha Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem will continue next time, all being one.
Sure.
Okay, be well, everybody. Have a great day.